Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has triggered the most massive violations of human rights in the world today. During a speech in Geneva Monday, he said that the invasion has unleashed widespread death, destruction, and displacement. In an interview, RAND Corporation senior political scientist Samuel Cherup says that Russian leaders who have been involved in the planning process were actually not.
Didn't have all the people weighing in on, you know, planning and the approach to the war that could have potentially, you know, noted some of the flaws and corrected for them. Instead, you know, people who should have known about it months in advance learned about it the day of.
Ukraine, meanwhile, hopes to use battle tanks and other new weapons that it has required to launch new counteroffensive and reclaim more of the occupied territory. A wide-ranging examination of the China-U.S. relationship is set to launch on Capitol Hill this week. VOA's Catherine Gibson explains.
Lawmakers say the committee, led by Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and ranking Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, will look at every aspect of U.S. competition with China.
Number one, our work should be bipartisan. Number two, that the Chinese people are the primary victims of the pattern of aggression from the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese people are not an adversary of the United States of America.
Committee members say the shooting down of a Chinese surveillance balloon on February 4th has focused the American public on the possible threat. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. China said it closely monitored the flight of a U.S. surveillance plane through Taiwan Strait on Monday, accusing the U.S. of having deliberately disrupted and undermined the regional situation. Chinese forces organized to keep an eye on the passage of the P-8A Poseidon anti-submarine patrol plane, and all matters were in hand, according to the People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command. The death toll has risen to at least 63 in the migrant tragedy off Italy's southern coast after rescue crews recovered several more bodies. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Children were among the dead after a wooden boat broke up in stormy seas on the reefs near the southern Italian coast on Sunday. At least 80 people survived, but more were feared dead. Survivors told authorities that the boat, which set off from Turkey last week, was carrying about 170 people. A nearby beach was littered Monday with the splintered remains of the boat, as well as the belongings the migrants had brought with them. There were only a few life jackets scattered amid the debris. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Biden administration is promising a new task force after revelations that migrant children are being illegally exploited by labor in the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
There are new figures that some 4,000 children were put to work by hundreds of companies that violated child labor laws last year. The Department of Health and Human Services is being scrutinized for possibly releasing migrant children too soon from shelters, pushing them into vulnerable situations. The New York Times reported on a video of HHS Secretary Javier Becerra referencing an automaker and saying, "This is not the way you do an assembly line," referring to children. The Times investigation identified more than 100 migrant kids, some as young as 12 years old, who said they were working overnights and dangerous jobs for companies throughout the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Canada is banning TikTok, like the United States, from all government-issued mobile devices, reflecting widening worries from Western officials over the Chinese-owned video-sharing app. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it might be the first step to further action. TikTok is widely popular with young people, but its Chinese ownership has raised fears that Beijing could use it to collect data on Western users or push pro-China narratives and misinformation. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.